Bro, I don't know where the fuck Exotic is. Like, he's the first one to be like, I'll be there, unless there's some unforeseen circumstances, and apparently there's just unforeseen circumstances each time.
Yeah, him taking a nap.
Is he taking a nap for real?
That was the unforeseen circumstance last time. I'm scrolling up. I swear.
It says, sorry about today. Had a lot of personal stuff come up and didn't have my phone on me. Won't happen again. 100% my fault. I mean, I guess.
Took a nap.
I don't know. I would have been pissed. You think if he missed the recording session because he took a nap, you think I wouldn't still be giving him shit about that?
Where was the one that somebody said they didn't know and they just took a nap?
I don't know. That sounds like something Bonk Bonk would say.
You right.
Okay, there's Brickety. Where the fuck is Exotic? Bruh.
Somebody fucking call Exotic on his phone. Do you have his phone number? Just call his phone.
I called his Snapchat. I don't have his actual number.
Call his roommate. Call his wife.
He doesn't have a wife.
I know. Yo. Call her anyway. You gotta get his phone number after this.
I really do.
This is two times in a row.
100% it'll never happen again. Okay, yeah. Okay, Taco said he'd be here in a second.
Wait, okay. Yeah, we'll just wait till Exotic shows up, and then everybody, including Brick, should just bash him.
Fuck. Hey everyone, and welcome to The Force Unscripted. This is our bonus episode. Thank you so much for being here. We have a slightly special guest. I wouldn't call him special, except for when you're talking about his brain cells. But we have a special guest, my boy Taco Cat, here with us to play Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'm super excited because Fuck, Marry, Kill is my segment. It's like my favorite games. But I'm joined here with not only Taco Cat, but you know, your resident Mando nerd, Winchy, and our boy Bonkity. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Hello.
Hello there.
But anyways, we're going to be starting out with Fuck, Marry, Kill, as I mentioned. Taco, since he is our special guest, will be giving us his three, and we'll go from there. So Taco, take it away, buddy.
So just to preface, I am not the Star Wars nerd as these three may be. So I kind of picked obscure characters to make it a little bit more funny. So my first is Jabba the Hutt. The second is Greedo. And the third is Ponda Baba. You might have to Google the last one because I didn't even know his name.
Okay, so it was Jabba, Greedo, and who was the third one?
Ponda Baba.
Yeah, the guy with the nice testicles
for
face.
Chins. Yep. Yeah,
he gets his like arm cut off by Luke Skywalker.
The Nutmouth Boy.
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. All right, can I take this one first?
Yeah, I mean. You can take the nutsack.
All right, so shut the fuck up. All right, so I am 100% going to kill Greedo just because Han Solo diff. Like that's my justification for that. I'm going to fuck Jabba, and I don't give a fuck if this is the fucking third time I've had to say something about doing something sexual with a goddamn Hutt. I don't care. I'm gonna fuck Jabba because it's gotta be slimy. And that should be more than enough answer for that. And then I'm gonna marry Nutsack Faceboy because I don't know. I feel that there's something telling about my character if I walk around proudly married to someone with a nutsack for a mouth. I feel like that just makes me a better person. So those are my choices.
People aren't gonna be thinking that.
I don't care what people think.
Yeah, I think they're just gonna stare at you and make fun of you. But
okay, and then I simply take my husband's nutsack and I rub it across their face. I'm okay with this.
Fair.
I'll go. Hey, have you ever seen fucking Greedo's mouth thing?
Oh, stop. What is with you and holes, man?
Look, man, I'm looking at all these pictures and it's like, okay, which one? Okay, I'll go with the green one. So I'm a fuck Greedo. I'm gonna kill Ponda Baba. I just can't deal with the nutsack face. And I'll marry Jabba because you know what? I like having money.
You think Jabba would give money to his spouse?
I am the sugar baby, okay?
I feel like you'd get something.
Yeah, I feel like you get money by proxy, right? Because, I mean, like, you're around him.
I guess.
You think I'm never going to have to work again, like, unless, you know, like, he wants me to, like, dance or something. I don't give a fuck. If he's paying for all my video games and my snacks, whatever.
See, that's why I would fuck him, because then it would be a one-time thing. I don't want to live with that. But, like, fucking once getting a big payout and then being taken care of, I'll do that. I can forget about the slime.
Doesn't he also live in, like, the desert?
Technically, yes. A lot of Jabba's holdings are based on Tatooine. However, he does have a palace on Nal Hadda.
Does it have AC?
It doesn't have a C, but it's swampy.
Air conditioning.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, AC. Oh, I thought you said A. Like, okay. Oops. Well, yes, he does have AC. Mm-hmm. He also has this really cool thing called a snackquarium, which basically they use it to like hold their snacks that are like usually living aquatic creatures, but it also functions as like a space hookah. It's all in one. It's called Snackquarium.
Yeah, man. Like your hookah tastes like your favorite little slimy lizard snack.
No. Wait, the hookah tastes like fish?
Well, I don't necessarily know what the hookah tastes like, but they're both housed in the same unit. I'm pretty sure like the aquarium for the snacks is probably like the percolator for the hookah or something. I like that word.
Percolator. That doesn't really sound very appetizing to me.
Okay, so the things in the fucking, the thing, they're patty, they're frogs. They're not fish, they're frogs.
I said aquatic life.
They're amphibious life, bitch.
Is amphibious not aquatic?
No. They're semi-aquatic.
Yeah.
A semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action. Doobie-doobie-dooba, doobie-doobie-dooba. All right, I'm sorry.
I wonder, like, you know, some frogs have, like, little like goop that they secrete that will act as a hallucinogenic. So I wonder if like real frogs.
Cut you off, but no, those are toads.
Toads, frogs, okay. So
how like, do we get this far off topic? We're talking.
We're on topic. We're on topic here. All right. Delicacy that comes with marrying Jabba. Like maybe they got some like some shit on it that gets you high every time you smoke.
Okay,
the
fair.
I don't know.
But they fucking roll them around their mouths and then swallow them whole. They don't even chew them.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's
so you can swallow a frog.
Depends on how big a frog is.
If it's slimy enough, I think you can get it down there.
Okay, all right. Bog, answer, please. Please get us off this.
I'm going to marry Jabba kind of for the same reason. You're going to get something out of it, at least, I feel like. Kill Greedo and then fuck Ponda just because I'm curious if getting head would be also like getting a... Can't think of it. Tit job.
A nut job. Oh, not the nut job.
It's the best of both worlds.
Wait. Brick3PO just said that Ponda is a spider person. Does he lay eggs?
Oh,
like,
never mind.
You said what you said.
I didn't know he was a spider person. This changes.
Nope, you said what you said. He finna lay eggs in your fucking abdomen. You said what you said.
Wait. Does he have web stuff? Like, I mean, like bondage? Will he like tie me up?
Taco, what have you done? Taco, what have you done with this?
I told you I made it weird. I had to spice it up a little bit.
Did you know he was
absolutely
a spider person?
Absolutely not. No.
So those are not. Those are actual like mandibles, huh? They probably like they got like little. Oh,
wait, you they can clamp your dick, bonk bonk.
They're fangs. Oh mm-hmm. Shit!
I saw ball face and ran with it. You know what I mean?
This is a fucking mess. All right, what's your answer then?
My answer. So I'm gonna kill Ponda Baba. Now that I have the new information of him being a spider.
No. You have to answer this as we did. We didn't know that, so you don't know that either.
That was still my answer, because, you know, I don't really mess with the testicle face. Greedo, I would fuck, because I like the green shirt. I don't know. I'm attracted to the green color. You know, he has a nice tinge to him. And I'd also marry Jabba. Although he may, you know, there may be some domestic violence wrapped up into that relationship. I feel like the money is a plus, and like, you know, there's more to cuddle, right? You're never gonna go cold. You can just like curl up in his rolls and like hang out. You know, that's my answer.
Oh, it reminds me of those memes that I saw on Tinder for a while, where it's like, this is how close I want to be to my boyfriend, and it's like a picture of the girlfriend inside of the boyfriend's foreskin. Like, that's what I imagine. Yeah, he's proud of it, too.
You just crawl up in there, bro. To be fair, the warmest part on a male body is the foreskin, so you're gonna be nice and toasty in there.
Oh my god.
Smell like fucking hut dick cheese. All right.
Yeah, it's gonna smell bad, but
speaking of smell, I think Ponda probably smells the best out of them.
Oh, for sure.
No. I think Greedo smells the best. Not gonna lie. Greedo was living the good life. Greedo was a very like affluent smuggler. Like he wasn't stanky.
See, I also have always liked Greedo's voice, so I feel like maybe he's got like some sexy dirty talk, you know? I don't know.
But in Rodian.
Yeah, I don't care what language it's in. I don't discriminate.
Oh, okay.
He is a green, scaly spaceman.
I mean, he also does. He has the pleasure of being killed by Han Solo, right? So that's pretty cool.
Also, like, I feel like he's got like two sets of ears. I feel like I could just hold like one set of them.
Yeah, true. The top part are like handlebars, right?
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I get what you're picking up.
All right, so the next one that we have is actually a fan submitted one that they wanted us to do. So, it is Ahsoka, Anakin, and Obi-Wan. And we're talking about them specifically, the Clone Wars versions of themselves.
What?
Wait, yep. Oh, but that's, no. But she's that, a minor. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't she's know much past. About, but she's, yeah, you can't answer that.
Yeah, you absolutely can't. Why can't you answer that?
She's a minor, pass.
Okay, then it should be obvious what you do.
Then we're killing a child.
That's
that only gives
up.
Us two choices. Fuck like, them that's kids. Not, no,
then you, why?
No, it, no.
It's I'll give you Obi-Wan and Anakin Clone Wars, but Ahsoka has to be an adult for this scenario.
Okay, fine. I understand. I don't agree, but I understand. I'm sorry, anyway. Fans out there. We can't stay true to our word to doing your submissions because Winchy is scared.
Bro, okay, we're not
maybe,
fucking
maybe don't
minors.
Suggest a minor for
yeah,
fuck Mary
yeah.
Kill.
So
it wasn't me! It wasn't me!
The person who suggested specifically asked for the minor version of this person.
Specifically
ban
said...
Ban that bitch.
We are talking the Star Wars, Clone Wars versions of each of them.
Are they informed that this Ahsoka
yes.
was a minor?
Yes, they were.
Then okay. I agree. Then I agree. Ban. Yeah. Ban hammer. All
right. So we'll make it. Let's make it. Let's make Ahsoka. Let's make them the final iterations of these characters. How about that?
So that makes it easier.
Is Anakin?
Anakin is like Darth the father.
Vader, then?
No, okay. The father. Like where he's in okay. the world between worlds. Ahsoka's same, and then Obi-Wan is Force Ghost Obi-Wan.
Gotcha.
You kill a ghost.
Well, technically, okay, let's assume it's before Obi-Wan dies on the Death Star. How about that?
So, like, old man Obi-Wan?
Old man Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay, great. That makes this easy. I'll go first. So, I'm a fuck Anakin, because I feel like he'll be, like, switching it up in the bedroom, you know? He'll be, like, light side, he'll be, like, cuddling me and shit, and then all of a sudden he's gonna be like, I'm gonna choke the shit out of you right now.
You're fucking choking me with this description.
And then I'm a kill Obi-Wan because I don't fuck with old men. And then I'm a marry Ahsoka because she seems pretty fun.
Yeah, that's the reason.
I want to play with them tendrils, the tentacle, whatever they call Leku. She has Leku,
dude. She's I want to get force choked while you know what? Never mind. I won't finish that.
It's okay. My mind will. And holy shit, you're fucking nasty.
Did Wednesday just say he's a sub?
Okay, I want to stop this conversation immediately. I am too close to him and his wife. I don't want to know this information. Anyways, my choices would be I'm gonna fuck Ahsoka because, like, I mean, she's got abandonment issues from her teen years, and I'm not wanting to deal with that. So I'm a fucker though, because I'm gonna have some fun with the Leku. I can grab him forwards, backwards, upside down, left to right, on a cross, anywhere. Then I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a marry Anakin. That's the father, and I'm gonna call him daddy, and he gonna know it. And then yeah, kill Obi-Wan, cause kill Obi-Wan. He's too straight laced for me. I wouldn't have any fun. So you gotta go, old man.
Bro, you're gonna marry Anakin, and he's gonna have like a little bipolar fit, and he's just gonna like fuck, like he's gonna electrocute you and like
okay.
cut off one of your limbs and replace okay. it with like a
one. I like okay. it rough. Two, and I love crazy bitches, and you know I love crazy bitches. So
what I'm hearing is you want to be bitches. Impregnated and then killed. Understood.
Okay. Yes. She okay, didn't die. Okay, flex. Look, I, as I told you guys before, I'm a bitch when it comes to pain. She died of a broken heart. I had my heart broken 16 times this morning alone. I'm cool on that. Like, she didn't suffer. Like, I guess she suffered, but like, no physical pain. I'm cool with that. If I'll give you your babies and I'm peacing out.
Yeah, I've seen his Tinder conversations. I believe that he had his heart broken that many times this morning.
What?
Yeah, the main reason was because Wawa was out of fries.
Yeah, I need my Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger, sorry, not Wawa. All right, so I'll go next. Personally, I liked the idea of Obi-Wan being like the ghost, because I thought that would have been cool. But since we're doing old man, I'm gonna have to kill the old man, just because it reminds me too much of the Family Guy, you know, Force. I don't remember the spoof where he's like offering everyone popsicles
or strap on. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna marry Anakin because I feel like he has. Either way, he might be a bad person or he might be a good person. We don't know yet, right? So I'm going to marry him because I think he has the most potential to give me a good life, monetary-wise. It'll be like an estranged marriage. He can like do his thing. I'll do my thing. But, you know, the government has us tied. And then I'm gonna mess around in them sheets with Ahsoka. That's y'all my answer.
Gold diggers.
See, he gets me. But like, let me just add this point. Like, you gotta understand, like, Anakin may C-3PO and R2-D2 is his ride or die. Like, every time in the bedroom I orgasm, I'm just gonna be like, every time.
You don't think that'll make it weird for him?
Nope, I don't care. He crazy. He'll be aight.
He speaks beep boop. He'll understand it.
Oh, you guys are crazy. Wait, so who hasn't answered yet? Bonk bonk.
Me. So what, old man Obi-Wan, right? That's what we said it was.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill. I can't. Nobody wants old man pussy.
I don't know about that one. The old gays are the most promiscuous, as we see in Palpatine.
Palpatine comes off as ace to me. It seems like he just wants power.
I mean, that would still put him on the LGBT spectrum.
Is that part of the spectrum?
I mean, yeah. LGBTQIA plus whatever. There's gonna be numbers soon. With the way things are going.
Jesus Christ.
Identify as binary.
When I say Palpatine is gay, I mean like gay as in like a colloquial sense. Like, you know, he could be anywhere on that spectrum. I mean, I'm sure he's not lesbian, but that's the only one I'm sure of.
We don't know what he's packing. Well, that's not a determination of your gender, right? Yeah.
You ever seen him in his fucking like old age, like black? He looks like a witch. He could be, you know, he could just switch it up.
He could got a palpa coochie, a pal pussy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna call it. Pal pussy slay yas.
Pal dussy.
Pal dussy. All right, Winchy, you go. What's your three?
Yeah, I went. Oh, my three. Okay. So your options are the spinny dude from Book of Boba Fett, you know, the one that like spins on his knees and shoots the blaster, the little speeder bike kid.
Rick Pipio, can we get a pic?
Yeah. And then the milk mommy from from Luke's seclusion, you know, and then a porg.
When you say milk mommy, are you talking about the thing that he milked for?
That is the milk mommy. That is correct.
So my only issue with this is if we had, you know, such a disagreement about the age, isn't bestiality also wrong? Or are we
no, we don't discriminate. Well? Aliens are what's up. They're all
children okay, are kind of okay, off. Okay. Children are off limits, man.
Okay, but animalistic aliens are, you know, that's fine, right?
I searched milk mommy Luke Skywalker on Google, and the first image that came up is that fucking thing. So definitely Google knows what's up.
Is that the spin character that you were talking about that Brick posted?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's spinny character, milk mommy, or who else?
A porg.
Where did he post this?
It literally just looks like...
Oh, you can't... Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad. Wait, I put him in the wrong, yeah, you gotta, in the wrong chat.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, we gotta do the guest channel. I forgot about that, too. That's my bad. Oh, that's a porg?
Yeah. Okay, so this is a porg.
Yeah.
This is the milk mommy, and then... this is the spinny dude from Book of Boba Fett.
All right, so sorry. Who wants to take point?
I guess I'll lead off here. This is a tough one because, you know, I'm not really attracted to animals like that or aliens. But one of them's, you know, I have to be intertwined with. So I'm probably kill the porg. He's cute and all, but all I remember from the movies is that they don't shut up. They always scream. And I'm not fucking with them random sounds all the time. I already live with a cat that never shuts up, so adding another being to yell at me permanently,
You have to post.
You could always eat it. Like,
I mean, yeah, but
Chewbacca ate them. He thought they looked good. You know, tasted good.
Oh yeah, and for context, Porg is only 7 to 10 inches tall. I feel like the dimensions aren't working out for me, in my opinion.
Someone's gonna break.
Yeah, and then I think I'm gonna marry the spinny dude, only because he probably has some mean dance moves, and I feel like we can potentially spark a really good TikTok career with all the dancing, you know, monetary. I'm all about that money, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably gonna lay down with the milk mommy, you know. I like them titties. She's got 4 of them, you know. I can improvise.
You guys are cracking me up.
Why are they so low on the body? Why is she sitting like that? It looks like
grandma.
A nutsack.
That tall. If they were any higher, I would struggle. You know what I'm saying?
No, Bok, yeah. You are unnecessarily pissed off at Milk Mommy letting her nut titties hang. Okay, maybe she had a hard day at work. You leave her alone.
Yeah, maybe she just needs to invest in some good push-up bras. But she don't got their money right now, okay?
I'm talking about this as like a design perspective of like, what the fuck were they thinking over at Disney?
They were thinking she had a hard day at work and wanted to rest and let it all hang out,
Couldn't it be higher, though?
She waiting for the first of the month for her EBT card to renew, okay? Then she can buy some push-up bras.
That's right next to her legs, so you know that's extra sweaty.
That's why she got the leg. Look, the legs are spread out. She's airing it out.
True, right. She's ready, bro.
She got the ocean breeze too. She good. She clean. She maybe smell a little salty.
Man, it's gonna be salty.
That's an added taste.
You don't like flavor? Yeah. What?
No, Bok Bok's white. He doesn't know what seasoning is.
So am I. What are you?
All right, I've been loud and proud about how nasty I am every time we've done this. So, all right, so I'm fucking the Porg.
Jesus Christ. You're
wrong. The Porg because 7 to 10 inches is pocket pussy sized. So that's good enough for me. I'm a marry Milk Mommy because it's the perfect spot to like cuddle between her legs, get a nice, you know, just get some fucking vitamins and minerals from the milk, and then just lay there. And then I wake up in the middle of the night. I ain't even got to get up to go get a glass of water. I just start sucking on a nut titty, and I'm good. No, it's okay. I'm a kill spinny guy just because I need to support black on black violence. Like we got to be out here doing this. Nah, I'm joking. But I'm just gonna kill him because if he got moves like that, if he's gonna take the time to like spin in front of me, I'm just pop a cap in his ass and move on. So I gotta kill him, marry Milk Mommy, and fuck the Porg.
To be honest, I wasn't thinking about the milk when I answered because I'm a big Oreo guy and I always run out of milk when I go to eat Oreos. So I would never run into that problem ever again. So that's a toughie right there. That's an added perk I did not see.
Bro, unlimited supply of milk. Yeah, I'm marrying. I'm marrying that.
That's
yeah.
crazy, bro. Milk's expensive nowadays. Damn. All
right, Bok Bok, with the milk economy in mind, what are your answers?
Gonna marry the black dude. Gonna kill the fucking.
Whoa, no, pause. Pause. Why you sound so disappointed? I gotta marry the black dude. I'm sorry. That was funny. Oh, continue. Sorry, I have tears in my eyes.
I'm gonna kill the fucking little bird looking motherfucker. And I guess I'm gonna fuck Milk Mommy.
All of his answers, he sounds so sad.
You complained about the position of the titties, but when it comes down to it, you still want a piece of Milk Mommy, okay?
No, it's between that and a fucking 10-inch bird. What do you mean?
You had two other options. That's all I'm saying.
Honest question, am I nasty for fucking the Porg?
Yeah, a little
I'm
bit.
I'm also fucking the Porg. So.
Okay. Okay, well.
Roger.
Fucking.
That means Brick is in agreement.
He's fucking the Porg. Brick 3PO's fucking the Porg.
All right. I'll go. So, yeah, like I said, I'm fucking the Porg. Because, I mean, it's like, you've seen the. I mean, It's like a fleshlight, all right? It's fine. And like, if it's a one, like if it dies, if it's a one use thing, that's fine. It was whatever. I didn't want to clean it anyway.
That's the truth.
And I'm gonna kill Spinny Dude because like he just takes too long to spin. I'm just gonna like boink like dude. And yeah, I'm a marry Milk Mommy.
A man of culture.
I like milk. I need protein. I lift a lot. I need that protein.
This is why Winchy my bestie. None of you guys can compare. He know what life about.
Milk.
And pocket pussy.
Milk and fleshlights. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll go with my three. All right. Grogu, Obi-Wan Kenobi from The Phantom Menace. So he's, I think he's like between 19 and 21, somewhere around there. And
yeah,
fuck, I forget what the Zilla monster.
Like pre-eating the electricity or post-eating the electricity? Or like the big one? Like you want the clone or you want the regular one?
I want the one that like basically tore up half a Coruscant. What was it called? It was called the Zillow Monster.
Zillow Beast, yeah, yeah.
Zillow Beast? Yeah, the Zillow Beast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obi-Wan Phantom Menace is like 19.
Wait, Obi-Wan was 19?
Yeah, Grogu is, wait, he's Grogu 25? Is a child.
No, Grogu is 50 years old, by the way.
Okay, yeah, but relatively, okay, Grogu take a thousand year life. No, no, take Grogu a thousand year lifespan.
Grogu is 50 years
he's
old.
He's fucking 5 years old.
Grogu is 50 years old. You just don't want to say you want to kill a child.
I wasn't even going to pick that option.
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's sus.
You think I'm going to kill a Mandalorian?
A child.
Grogu, Obi-Wan from The Phantom Menace, or the Zillow Beast?
I'm going to go first. Because fuck you. I am definitely marrying Grogu. Alright. He's smart. He got the Force. He's a Mandalorian. It'll be fine. We'll adopt. It's okay. I'll never touch him. And he got the Force, so he don't gotta touch me either.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but if he's touching you with the Force... Never mind.
The Force is everywhere, okay?
Sex
okay.
is about intention, so it doesn't matter.
I'm a fuck the Zillow Beast, man. I don't know. Like, there's gotta Let's be go! something good there.
Let's go! And,
like, apparently we've already established that I'm a sub, and that thing is fucking massive, so... Yeah, I'm a kill Obi, because, yeah, he got short hair in the Phantom Menace pass.
Alright, so, I'm taking the same approach. I'm also gonna marry Grogu, but not for those kinds of reasons. I feel like, one, I can probably meet the Mandalorian, because they're so, you know, tight, so that'd be kind of cool. And then, like, when Mando's off doing his stuff, I can, like, be Mando for Grogu, right? I can, like, take care of him. We can play with that little... Yeah, I'll be daddy. That's chill. We can like, throw around that little, like, silver ball from the ship. Just, like, play fetch and shit. I feel like that'd be cool. I'm probably gonna kill the Zillow Beast. Because, like I said, I'm not a Star Wars fanatic. And in my mind, it doesn't necessarily look like a praying mantis, but it's along the same, you know, realm. And when praying mantises, you know, have coitus, the female kills the male. So I'm trying to live. So, sorry, but Zillow Beast is being slaughtered. And then, unfortunately, that means I'll have to fuck Obi-Wan, but, like, paper bags exist, so we're chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, we are hating on him.
I love how you're like, you don't want to die, you're gonna try to kill the Zillow Beast. That's irony.
Well, in this scenario, I always win, because there's only three options. True. It's not, maybe I can kill the Zillow Beast. I kill that thing, right? I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah, those are my answers.
Bonkity.
Gonna kill Grogu. Fuck the Zillow Beast. Marry Obi-Wan. We have some normal ones.
Yo, you pick one.
Wait, hold up. Apparently, there was another Zillow Beast later on that Darth Vader fought and was unable to beat, but Kylo Ren killed it by jumping in its mouth and killing it from the inside.
Damn.
So we pulled the Will Smith from Men in Black one.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy, bro.
He did the cockroach shit.
That's crazy.
All right, so y'all ready for my answers?
Yes,
always.
All right, so I think me and Winchy had the same answer. So I'm gonna marry Grogu because connections to Luke and Din Djarin Nah, I'm fucking with that. Then I'm gonna fuck the Zillow Beast. I don't care if it weighs 60,000 tons. Meat for meat. I'm gonna put my meat on it, in it, around it, whatever I can do. I'm fucking the Zillow. I'll put my whole body in the coochie. I don't care. And then obviously I'm killing Obi-Wan for the same reasons I'm killing him as the old man. He was more stick in the mud then. So those are my answers.
Yeah, young Obi-Wan was all about rules. Man, if we're doing shit, we ain't following no rules.
I didn't realize he was 25 during the Phantom Menace. Oh. I didn't realize he was 25 during the Phantom Menace. I thought he was closer to like 19.
I totally thought he was...
I know he was young. Okay, 25 is still fucking young.
He's born 57 BBY. What year was Phantom Menace?
It would have to be 35 BBY, right?
It was 32.
32. BBY. Okay, I was close.
So he was 25. Shit.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was a... Damn, our whole Obi-Wan episode is...
I was still probably emotionally the same at 25 as I was.
Yeah, but like better, we were calling him a teenager and shit, but like he was almost fully developed, right?
True. Oh, well.
Damn.
Oops. Retcon. Oops.
We goofed. Yeah.
We here at the Force Unscripted don't necessarily apologize for the misinformation, but apologize for our lack of competency in Star Wars.
Turns out we're not real fans.
I guess everyone's not a real fan compared to you, Mr. Born on Star Wars Day.
I mean, I do have a leg up.
Is that why you play with your feet?
Duh.
He's got three legs, confirmed.
That's crazy.
Oh, I forgot. Brick 3PO has three today.
Yeah.
Brick 3PO? Beep. Beep. Okay. All right. So Brick 3PO's three are Wedge, Biggs, and Porkins. All right, I already know mine for this one. So I'm definitely gonna, I'm marrying Wedge. Like Wedge Antilles, that's my baby. That's my baby squirrel right there. I'm a fuck Biggs, cause I mean, well, poor Biggs, but I'm a fuck Biggs. And then I'm simply gonna kill Porkins just because I really don't like that name. Like I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know much about Porkins outside of like, you know, the fact that he was on the Death Star run, but now I'm gonna kill him because he dies anyway. So easy peasy.
Looks like he smells like spaghetti.
Can we get pictures of all three? I know what Wedge looks like. I also know what Biggs looks like, but I can't remember what Porkins does or what Porkins
he's a, looks like. He's a large man.
Porkins after death, a starfighter maneuver was made in his honor. Well, I don't really care about that one all that much, and be honest with you. Oh, nah, he looks like an incel. Yeah, kill him.
Did we get... Oh, yeah, that's Porkins? Oh, he's the one that... Oh, yeah, we don't fuck with Porkins.
I'm killing Porkins. Yeah, my answers stay the same. I'm gonna marry Wedge, fuck Biggs, and kill Porkins.
You know, straight so, up...
Go ahead, no, go ahead, go ahead.
No, no, you go.
You're so, my... I like things to hold, I like to cuddle. So, the larger the person, the better for me, and Porkins looks like he's got, you know, a little weight to him. And his name is Pork, right? So it's got to have, you know, a little bit of fat. So I'm going to probably marry Porkins just because the cuddles are going to be kind of good. I'm going to kill Wedge because I don't like that name. It reminds me of the inferior potato product, Potato Wedge, because French fries are just better, right? So that's my logic for that. It doesn't make sense. And then Biggs, I'm going to fuck. Because in the picture I'm seeing, he kind of looks like one of the cops from Reno 911. And them motherfuckers are funny. So I'm going to fuck Biggs.
Okay, I'll go. I am absolutely marrying Biggs because... Or no, sorry, Wedge. Because, I mean, he is a beautiful man. And we are absolutely killing Porkins the exact same way that he died in the movie. That is exactly how he's going to die again. And, yeah, I'll fuck Biggs. Biggs is a cutie. Especially when he got that helmet on.
Doesn't he just, like, explode in, like, blaster fire or whatever?
Porkins is the one that has, like, a little crybaby moment, right, when he's dying?
Oh, yeah, he's like, ah! Yeah, okay, well, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah, well, hold up. I got it. I got the clip here. This is Porkins' death.
I also have you ever seen the Porkins death from the Family Guy parody? He's just too fucking fat to fit his coffin. He crashes.
Oh yeah, yeah. He couldn't pull up, so he definitely couldn't pull out. Like, we're good.
The one thing I remember from that scene is that Red 5 was just a stick of gum in his X-wing or whatever it was.
Yeah, he's like, I can hold it. Porkin's like, I can hold it, and then he fucking explodes. Yeah, he definitely not trusting that dude to not nut. All right, pass.
Wait, the actor's name was William Hopkins, so they really just changed like two letters of his name, and then he's like, freaking, that's kind of funny.
All right, so you said Mary Wedge kill Porkins and fuck Biggs, right?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Same squad, let's go.
Look, I mean, Biggs looks so cute in that helmet. I gotta. He has to wear the helmet, though.
I wanna, like, role play, like, bad cop, black man who gets pulled over.
Telling you, bro. Put a little short shorts on him. He looks like that dude from Reno 911. He's gonna make you laugh and make you come at the same time. You're chilling.
I'll role play the astromech droid. I'll be in the back. All right,
Bonkity.
Kill Porkins. I think that's pretty obvious from my comment earlier about him smelling like spaghetti. Fuck Biggs. Got that mustache, so he fucks. And then Mary Wedge.
All right, bet. We finally, like, almost unanimously agreed on something. So, all right. Well, Taco, did you have anything you want to say for the end of the video?
Not particularly, no. Thank you for having me. It was fun. I know I don't know a lot about Star Wars, but it was just fun to chat and hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, we love getting to do this. I love our little segments at the end that we get to do. I love Fuck Mary Kill's my favorite, and then I actually really like this or that. 20 questions pisses me off sometimes because I always want to get the answer right, but Fuck Mary Kill is definitely my favorite. But yeah, that has been the episode for today, everyone. Thank you guys being here. We love getting to do the bonus episodes for you guys where you can see us be a little bit more unhinged and a lot more unscripted when we come to do these segments. Be sure to catch us wherever you get your podcast fix. Follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. Website coming soon, by the way. Be sure to check that out when it's up. And don't forget to follow us.
Website?
We're going soon. And I see, you know, website before Instagram page, as always. But thank you guys for being here once again. Peace out, Girl Scouts, and may the Force be with you. We will catch you on the next one.